The journey doesn't conclude until God declares it finished. Always remember, the conclusion of any chapter in your life will only come with God's say-so. Keep pushing forward, striving for the victory that's been promised to you. God consistently reminds us, hold off on conceding defeat until it's truly time. You may find yourself tempted by adversity to abandon your efforts, to react impulsively, to strike back, or even defend yourself when it's not necessary. In this particular season, it seems the adversary is intent on testing your resolve, trying to coax you out of your genuine character. However, God's guidance is unambiguous. Stand firm against these trials. Do not allow anyone, even those closest to you, to shake your spiritual steadiness. Maintain your peace and place your trust in God's plan, for He is assuredly in control. Reflect on the trials of the recent past. They were not pointless. They served as a crucial training ground, strengthening you for the road ahead. Through these trials, God posed a question. How resilient are you under pressure? He's been preparing us for more than just immediate challenges. By removing certain comforts from our lives, whether they be people we love, places we cherish, or things we hold dear, He has been training us to endure periods of significant discomfort. This preparation involves navigating tricky relationships, particularly with those who might not prioritize our well-being, managing our expectations when plans fall through, soldiering on through personal losses, and charting new paths in the wake of transformative life events, such as a divorce. All this training is designed to fortify our resilience and enhance our adaptability, ensuring we're equipped to face any future challenges. Navigating life after heartbreak, after experiencing loss, or facing homelessness, these were all parts of the training God put you through. Each challenge served to equip you better, to enhance your resilience, your faith, your trust, and to cultivate your inner peace. God has been actively building you up during this time. He advises you not to carry any bitterness or personal grievances as you move out of this season. Whatever someone might have done to you this year, remember, it's not about you. Their actions and words reflect their own struggles and are not a measure of your worth. No matter who points fingers, who blames you, or how they may have wronged you through lies, manipulation, or deceit, God emphasizes that their behavior is their own issue, not yours. He revealed the true colors of people around you, not to hurt you, but to show you that perhaps you and they are not meant to walk the same path. They are in a different season of life, and that's perfectly fine. Embrace the message from the Holy Spirit. It's your time to rise, your time to shine. Whether others are with you or not doesn't matter. They may still be caught up in past grievances, still tangled in who you used to be or what happened before. But God says they'll remain stuck there. As for you, keep moving forward, keep striving, because you recognize that victory lies ahead. God is telling you now, it's your time to soar, to transcend beyond the limitations others may try to place on you. God is sending a clear message that the people around you, including your family members, might struggle to accept the person you are evolving into. Yet despite their discomfort, God insists that you must continue to become this person. This transformation is not about them. It's about you answering God's call and following the path He has laid out for you. God is urging you not to be sidetracked by external noise or the lack of support from some quarters. Stay focused, because not everyone is meant to accompany you into the next chapter of your life. It doesn't matter how close you have been to these individuals. God has specified that only those of a certain readiness, a specific caliber, are equipped to move forward with you. This might mean maintaining a distance from even your closest friends if they are not prepared for the same growth. Everyone has their unique battles and journeys, and while it's important to love these people, sometimes you must do so from afar. God emphasizes the importance of not allowing others to hold you back or deter you with their own limitations. He also warns against wasting time on those who attempt to drag you down or sway your focus. This includes avoiding the snares set by adversaries or negative influences who might undermine your sense of worth or direction. God's advice is to concentrate on those who do support and uplift you. Sometimes this might mean that the only person on your side is yourself, and that should be enough for now. Focus on nurturing your relationship with God and trust in the journey He has designed specifically for you. God is making it clear that there may be those who enter your life with the aim of making you feel inadequate or unloved. His advice to you is straightforward. Shift your focus away from those who do not support you and instead concentrate on those who do, those who show you love and encouragement. Interestingly, there may come a time when the primary source of that support and love is none other than yourself. You might find yourself in a season where it's just you and God. It could be a period where the only person cheering you on is you. And according to God, that's perfectly sufficient. The most significant opinion in your life should be your own. I might not know exactly who this message is meant for, but it feels as though I'm having a personal coaching session with someone. God is emphasizing that your own view of yourself is what truly matters. Consider how you view yourself, what you believe about your potential, and what you envision for your future. Once you decide who you are, that's final. No one can deter you. No opposition can stand in your way. You define yourself, and upon that definition, you must firmly stand, unwavering. You're already a changed person to those who knew the old you. And when God acts in your life in the upcoming season, even those closest to you, your family and friends, might fail to recognize you. They won't recall your name, not out of forgetfulness, but because your name will carry a new, significant weight. It will become a name recognized far and wide, transcending your current circles and expectations. They will see the greatness God has crafted within you, manifesting in ways that make you entirely unrecognizable to them. People will often look back, trying to dredge up your past, recalling who you used to be, and marveling at your transformation. They'll be in disbelief, saying things like, "There's no way that person used to do those things." But God has made it clear that He intends to elevate you to such a height that your past will hardly seem connected to who you are now. Listen closely. I might not fully grasp where all this is leading, but it clearly emerged for a reason. The core of the message is that this season has served as a training ground for you. We faced countless challenges, trials, and tribulations. It was a season that tested our patience, our resolve, and our faith. God wants you to understand that nothing that happened should be taken personally. That's the first point. The second key point is about perseverance. The journey isn't over until God declares your victory. It's not over until all that has been promised comes to fruition. God will fulfill what He has told you, down to the last detail. Imagine you're about to embark on a journey of transformation so significant that by this time next season, when you pause and look back, the person staring back at you from the mirror will be almost a stranger, not just to you, but to everyone who thought they knew you. This change, orchestrated by God, will be so deep and comprehensive that those from your past might find it hard to connect the dots between who you once were and who you've evolved into. It's like watching a caterpillar transform into a butterfly. The difference is stark and beautiful, yet it's the same creature at its core. Soon you'll find your life so richly blessed and altered that it might be difficult to even remember the struggles and contours of your life just a year ago. God's plan is to drench you in blessings so abundant and profound that they completely wrap around every aspect of your existence. It's akin to being caught in a downpour of joy and prosperity. You'll need an umbrella. As you navigate this overflowing bounty, you may find that managing these blessings requires more than your two hands can handle. It's like when a net overflows with fish. You need more hands on deck to haul in the catch. Such abundance is a beautiful challenge to have, and it might mean bringing others into your journey to share in and help manage the blessings. I sincerely hope and pray that you're open to receiving this message, that it reaches you filled with peace and the promise of divine favor. Know that God's support is unwavering. He loves you immensely, and so do I. It's important in this process to remember to love yourself and embrace the journey. Let go of taking things personally. Your destiny is not shaped by the opinions of others, but by your own choices and the divine guidance you follow. Life is indeed about choices, and every decision you make crafts a bit more of the reality you live in. You have the incredible opportunity to shape your life into a slice of heaven on earth. It's all about how you choose to see and interact with the world around you. I deeply care about your journey and am eager to hear how you're doing as you walk this path of transformation. Take care until our next conversation. Goodbye for now, and remember, you are on a path to becoming something extraordinary.